Thank you, Frank, Sean, and Perry. Our time is almost over, so let's look back at the past 120 minutes and 125 years of discrimination against Asian Americans. Here are Sarah Weck and Liam Chen with a short summary of what we have learned over the past few weeks. In this documentary series, we gave you a real look behind racism, starting with a brief background of Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and Filipino Americans, including the horrible period of Japanese internment. We looked at effects of racism in the 20th century, including the cases of Vincent Chin, Rodney King, and Latasha Harlins.
And for racism occurring in our current generation, we dug into Filipino layoff cases, the Virginia Tech massacre, and other recent cases in today's society. Liu Chen and Rosa Liu shared their own experiences with racism with us, and Para Miyake and Sean Wan gave us a bit more insight as well.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Liam. This should have made clear that the murder of Vincent Chin by two white, unemployed auto workers was but a symptom of the serious disease of discrimination and racial hatred in the United States. So yes, Ron Abens and Michael Nitz did kill Vincent Chin, but the real killer behind this murder, and many others, is racism. Racism is a highly contagious disease, but we should never lose hope that it can be soon healed. Thank you for your interest. Have a good day.
Did you know that Korean Americans invented the nectarine?
Did you know that a lot of martial art artists of Asian American origin became popular actors?
And did you know that Asian Americans designed the Louvre Pyramid and also the World Trade Center?
And did you know that there are different generations of Japanese Americans?
And did you know that each year
and did you also know that Japanese Americans were brought into the
and did you know that Filipino Americans
did you also know that you can buy special Asian American food in the internet?
And did you also know Asian American won a lot of Nobel Prizes in physics?
So once again we filled the van until it was full. Since that day my living has been much more comfortable. Cause everybody in the hood has added up to here. It's getting hotter and hotter and harder each and every year. Some kids went in a store with their mother. I saw her when she came out, she was getting some peppers. They said it was for the black man, they said it was for the Mexican, and not for the white man. But if you look at the street, it wasn't about Rodney King. Not this fucked up situation and these fucked up police. It's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a motherfucking cop. It's not in the paper, it's on the wall. National Guard, smoke from all around.
Units be advised of in attempt 211 to arrest now at 938 Temple, 938 Temple. 30 subjects with bands trying to get inside the CP's house. 6 are trying to kill them.